man and may have made some mistakes in his past. Ralph will do the right thing for the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Lawyers for the special counsel in the Russia probe are going to be in federal court today with lawyers for President Trump's former campaign manager to debate whether Paul Manafort lied to investigators after promising to cooperate. And this is USA Radio News.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell holding a news conference on the morning after Super Bowl 53 in Atlanta to announce that Super Bowl 54 will be played at the Hard Rock Stadium in suburban Miami again.
This will be their 11th Super Bowl, which will be the most in the league, at least for a short period of time, till New Orleans gets another one.
Meanwhile, Boston will throw a Tuesday morning parade for the champion Patriots after Super Bowl 53. It starts at 11 a.m. Eastern time. Police in Texas say they've captured an extremely dangerous inmate who'd gotten away on Sunday morning. Conroe Police Chief Jeff Christie says investigators aren't sure how Cedric Marks was able to escape. The professional MMA fighter had been left unattended during a prisoner transport and somehow was able to get free of his shackles when the transport van stopped at a McDonald's. Heavy rain in Southern California is easing, but threats of flooding and mudslides continue. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Rain in Southern California finally winding down, but the threat of flooding and mudslides remains. A bad weekend storm responsible for at least one death, but the National Weather Service now says the worst is over. The recent cold weather across much of the nation caused a lower demand for gasoline, but experts say that's going to be changing soon. As we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price at the pump hasn't changed very much over the last several reporting periods.
The national average, $2.26 per gallon. That's virtually identical as well to what prices were a month ago, but prices still 34 cents a gallon lower than where they were a year ago.
DeHaan tells us that average price will be changing very soon.
Of course, all of that gasoline is going to have to be liquidated in the weeks ahead as we start the transition towards summer gasoline.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
And the president's State of the Union address is tomorrow evening, and he's teasing some possible important news-making announcements that may be part of it. In that interview with CBS's Face the Nation, he declined to share the details about the meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un that's expected to happen later this month, or whether he will declare a national emergency at the U.S.-Mexico border, but he teased that such high-profile questions will be answered in his speech. Again, that speech to the nation is tomorrow evening. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
All right, our local weather here at HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. We're, let's see, sunny today, high near 55. Patchy fog after 10 p.m. Lows will be in the 30s. Fog again in the morning, otherwise mostly cloudy, clearing up, and the high would be close to 60 tomorrow. Clear on the overnight, low in the upper 20s. Chance of rain on Wednesday in the evening. Otherwise, it'll be sunny, high in the 40s. Rain likely Wednesday night. Low will be in the mid-30s, just beyond that edge there. Rain again on Thursday, high near 49, Thursday night. Rain continuing into Friday. Clearing up for the weekend, though. High in the mid-30s on Saturday and Sunday. And clear. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Huntington Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@huntington-chamber.org.
Welcome to Chef Bill's Table. Chef host Bill Kinslow here, chef at Jake's Restaurant in Flemington, New Jersey. Serving the public for about 28 years now. Getting together on Mondays and then forever after in podcasts and our archives. Enjoy listening if you like. Talk about food, beverages, shopping, techniques. Anything related to that. Food holidays, of course, we just got through the big one. Big game day, Super Sunday, whatever you want to call it. Hopefully everybody had a good time, didn't get too tired from eating all that good food, right? We do all our favorites. It's really, it's funny, our Thanksgiving and the other, even Thanksgiving used to not be a huge one. You know, in some areas for dining out, but now it's definitely Super Bowl Sunday is the one where nobody, not too many people in the restaurants. Everybody's home. Probably a good idea, though, if you're imbibing a little bit too much. So the season's over, so now we look forward to food holidays, right? Valentine's Day coming up soon, and then there's Mardi Gras late this year. We're going into March. I always have that celebration, St. Patrick's Day. There's every month there's something going on, right? Easter, Mother's Day, graduations, get us right ahead into summer. This week, actually February 7th is Fettuccine Alfredo Day, and 13th, nice coincidence, is Tortellini Day. A couple of nice pastas. I think January 17th was might have been Italian food, National Italian Food Day. There's always food holidays. I have a book with all the, every day has something, right? So it's, thought Fettuccine Alfredo. It's one of those dishes that started off, like many things in a restaurant, very pure, simple dish, relying on really pristine ingredients. And it's been kind of mishmashed and recombined and tweaked. And some of the tweaks are pretty good, but other ones, you just wonder. You can even buy an Alfredo sauce that's bottled and shelf-stable. It seems odd that such a simple dish, you would need to buy something pre-done. I understand if you don't keep fresh Parmesan cheese on hand all the time, maybe that, or you might need something that you just have to use more as a sauce that you ladle over something instead of tossing it. But the true fettuccine Alfredo relies on nice fresh pasta, egg pasta, and the best cheese is, of course, the Parmesan Reggiano. Although we'll discuss some substitutes that will get you by if you can't source that, or if you don't have access to it, or don't, you know, it's a expensive cheese too, but very, very well worth it. And then good butter. You know, the cream addition came a little bit later. I think with most restaurants, we have to have what we call a travel time between when you're plating up the dish and it gets to the table. So we often add a little bit of cream in there just to help keep the dish from sticking together. But the original fettuccine Alfredo was done, a Roman restaurateur. It's normally traditionally called pasta. It would be fettuccine arborio, B-R-O, butter. And really just butter and then Parmesan, one of the simplest pasta dishes there, but again, relying on excellent ingredients. And the dish was done tableside, so, and that makes sense. If you just, his was just, the man's name was Alfredo. That's, I think we named the pasta eventually. He would do a tableside. He had these gold utensils, a fork and a spoon, and you'd have the hot, fresh cooked pasta and the butter and the cheese. The butter would be at room temperature, and then toss the three together. The heat from the pasta would melt the butter and the cheese, and that's one of the key things when you're making a dish like this, is you don't boil the sauce. Some of those stabilized ones might, you know, do all right, and that's why the emulsifiers and stabilizers are in there. But this is a dish that's just done at the last minute and served and enjoyed, which would make it a nice candidate for a quick meal, although Italians would not traditionally eat a whole big bowl of this, especially this kind of pasta. It's very rich. It's more of a first course or second course. In lieu of soup, they would serve a pasta. I've used it as a side dish for a nice cutlet or a schnitzel, whatever you want to term that, but a nice veal cutlet, Milanese, a little side of fettuccine, a little salad. Got a really nice meal. So doing it at the last minute, and it could be a base for other things that most restaurants will do. You know, you put grilled chicken on it or Cajun. We used to do one with Cajun chicken. We'd blacken the chicken and cut it into strips and toss the pasta with some fresh tomatoes and broccoli. And that, you know, that worked. That, you know, cheese kind of tames down the hot Cajun spice, and you got a couple of vegetables in there. And so you make it into a either a main dish or a substantial appetizer in a restaurant. So what we're going to do is we're going to tear this apart with only basically three ingredients, possibly four. We'll sneak a fourth one in there. We'll probably put a little cream in there just to aid in the making of the dish. And then some variations on it. There's cacio e pepe, there's, well, actually, our American mac and cheese, macaroni and cheese, was probably a descendant of this dish. And that's, I mean, in our restaurant, it's our most popular pasta now is macaroni and cheese. But, and there are many variations on that, too. We do kind of a pure version. We'll explain our version of it and then go on from there. But, you know, the pasta, the cheese and butter, and then the technique, all important in a simple dish. Fettuccine Alfredo, Chef Bill's Table. Ricky, don't lose that number. You don't.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Table here. So fettuccine Alfredo. So what is fettuccine? Fettuccine, long, flat noodle. That would be, I guess, in Rome. Other regions, it might be called tagliatelle, T-A-G-L-I-A-T-E-L-L-E. A little bit shade thinner than that. There's Trinetta, I think from Genoa. And some areas of Italy, the fresh pasta is just flour and water. Sometimes it's just flour and egg. There's factory pasta, which is dried and done mainly through an extruder. Worked in one large Italian restaurant years ago up in Syracuse. We made our own pasta. And we used the extruder. Looked like a Play-Doh Fun Factory, if you will. And we would mix we would use a Durum semolina. So it was a yellow pasta flour, but not the granular semolina that looks that you make polenta with, or gnocchi, southern Italian gnocchi. It was finely ground like regular flour, and other regions will use the flour that grows nearby. Obviously, I have some old books that call for unbleached all-purpose flour, and if that was grown in the region, that's what would be used. But the eggs would give it the strength and the color. So fresh pasta, normally with eggs. And there's ratios. It's usually with a cup of flour, it's one egg. And a little bit of, about a teaspoon of olive oil, and a pinch of salt. and simply blend it together. You have to knead it a little bit. Some people make it in a food processor, pasta machines. Of course, we had one that would mix the dough up and then push it and extrude it through to get the different shapes. We had a cutter on there to cut the short tubular pasta, and then the other long pasta, we had actually a ruler, and when the strands were a certain length, we would cut them off with a dough scraper and make your little nests there. But the fresh pasta kneading is important. Pasta machines that you crank by hand, of course, you run the pasta through several times, getting it thinner and thinner. And with fettuccine, you want to do a lot of kneading. You want the pasta to be fairly strong. Of course, the egg, the protein in the egg white, and the flour, that's going to give it the strength, and then the kneading will activate the gluten. We would use 50% egg and 50% water in ours, because we did all the shapes, from lasagna sheets right down to small soup pasta, cini di pepe, or little shells or elbows, even macaroni. Of course, we think of just elbows, but macaroni used to be a term for all pasta. So anyway, so if you're making pasta or buying a good fresh egg pasta, I'm not really a fan of dried fettuccine. It's okay if you have to use it, but I really prefer for this dish to use the fresh egg pasta or frozen. A lot. Sometimes your pasta shops will have it in the freezer. Perfectly acceptable. Let it defrost in the refrigerator slowly, and then you can use it. The nice thing about fresh pasta is it cooks in literally a minute or so once the water comes to a boil. I mean, you check it, depending on the thickness of the pasta. If you roll a nice thin fettuccine, probably won't take longer than a minute or so to boil. Now, you don't want it hard in the middle like a spaghetti al dente. You do want it to be cooked, but just cooked. You don't want it mushy. You want to get a little bit of chew there, and again, that will come from the egg. But when you're cooking fresh pasta, you really need all your other ingredients ready to go, because the pasta will not take that long. Just remember with your serving sizes, of course, a pound of dried pasta is going to double in size. The fresh pasta, you know, it will not increase as much. So you'll need, we use in a restaurant about 5 ounces for a dinner portion, if that makes, three orders to a pound. Usually the packages are 15 ounces, I think, which is kind of handy. You'll get 3 servings out of them. And again, you could normally find some either in a local Italian, a deli or a store where sometimes they're making the pasta there, or at least they will have a nice product there available for you. But the fresh pasta is key. And again, plenty of water. And depending on your recipe, some of those variations, I know there's some that call for adding a little bit of pasta water, which we'll talk about later. But basically, this pasta, it can be made ahead. You want to keep it covered. You're not really going to let it dry out that much, but if you're making it for that day or you're using the fresh pasta, have your water ready to boil, or already boiling, a little bit of salt. And the best thing for a dish like this is to have a warm bowl, probably a glass bowl would be best. It's oven proof. You want to warm it to about 200 or so, 250 degrees. Not blazing hot. You just want it warm. You know, we're going to toss this Alfredo in a bowl. You don't want to chill the product out. Now the butter, of course, we like unsalted butter, and then we can salt as needed. Sometimes the salted butter, a little bit too much salt in there. We used to make a compound butter in one restaurant, actually a couple of them that I worked in. It just gave us better consistency with our Alfredo. So what we would do is we'd soften butter, and I'll give you some proportions here. It would be a stick of butter. You want it soft, about a quarter cup of cream, which is only 2 ounces, heavy cream, and a half cup of grated Parmesan. That's enough for about a pound of fresh pasta. And you want a little extra cheese for serving. But this will make a nice... What we do is we cream the butter, just like when you're baking a cake. You want to put it in your mixer or use a wooden spoon, and you want it not just soft, but you want it light and fluffy. And then you're going to beat in the heavy cream and blend in the cheese. This will give you, especially if you're using a good Parmesan, this will give you a nice compound butter that you need to use at room temperature. But you could actually have, instead of buying a jarred Alfredo sauce, you could have this compound butter ready to go whenever you need it. That's what we would do in the restaurants. We would make big batches of this stuff, like 10 or 15 pounds at a time. And we would use this for naturally our Alfredo, but also sometimes to finish other cream sauces. It was like a nice Parmesan butter finish for some of our other specialty pastas. Now the cheese, and here's where there's a lot of ways to go wrong, I think, or not wrong, but depending on what cheese you use, it's going to be the quality of your dish. Now, I've seen variations of fettuccine Alfredo that would, kind of be putting cream cheese and sour cream, and this dish really doesn't call for garlic or herbs. I guess the only embellishment in Italy would be the white truffle shaved over the top afterwards, but I don't know if we're going there. It's pretty costly, but nice. Or drizzle of truffle oil wouldn't be bad either if you want that flavor. But the, I've seen many variations on this. Some people throw in mozzarella and other kinds of cheeses, and to me now you're getting kind of like macaroni and cheese. Oh, and by the way, when you're using for this dish, we would get requests once in a while for an angel hair Alfredo. Don't do that. It turns into a, there's so much surface area that it turns into a big gloppy mess. Very hard to eat. So we want to have a good firm fettuccine for this, or a tagliatelle. So the cheese, best cheese to use, obviously, is the Parmesan Reggiano. And most stores will sell that now. Pretty expensive cheese, but you don't need as much of it to get that flavor as if you if you're using the the canisters of pre-grated cheese. Some places will sell the cheese pre-grated. It's best probably to buy a wedge and grate it yourself. First of all, it'll be a little less money, and it'll be fresher. You can keep it longer. Other types of shredded cheese, I know there is shredded Parmesan. What happens there is there's a little bit of an anti-caking substance in there, and sometimes it's potato starch or corn starch, but it could be cellulose, which is plant structure. I mean, nothing wrong with it, but something to keep the cheese from sticking together. And to me, if you're making a fondue, that's one thing. You know, usually you put a little corn starch in your cheese for fondue anyway to help stabilize it, but for the Alfredo, you really don't need it. So just a nice wedge of Reggiano. Now, if you can't source the Reggiano or it's a little bit beyond your budget, we've found an Asiago, whether Italian or American, it's going to be a little, you know, the American's a little bit sharper cheese. We use Asiago in the restaurant in lieu of Parmesan on some dishes, like our Caesar salad. Normally would have Parmesan. We put nice, I figure it's better to have a nice, fresh grated cheese on there, shredded, than to use something. We used to dust it with the pre-grated, which I buy. You know, it's Parmesan, it's domestic. Sometimes it'll come from, there's a Sardo Parmesan, used to come from Argentina. Wisconsin Black Wax Parmesan, not bad. But the really true nutty flavor comes from the well-aged Parmesan from Italy. And they say, you know, even, you know, regular stores will have a big wheel there that they'll cut a wedge from. Just make sure you're not getting too much rind on there. The rind is good to flavor a soup, but you really can't eat the rind. So and I think the original Alfredo was with a Parmesan that was not as aged. You don't have to get a, you know, top of the line 4-year aged Parmesan. It could be after minimum is 12 or 14 months, and that's fine for what you need. We're on the half hour here. We've got to break for news. We'll give you another couple of ideas for the cheese and then see where we go with the process here and then some variations. Chef Phil's Table.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A meeting continues in Virginia's capital at this hour where the Democratic Governor Ralph Northam is discussing his political future with staffers as calls grow louder for his resignation. The calls coming after a photo surfaced from his 1984 medical school yearbook showing men in blackface and a Ku Klux Klan robe. Northam initially saying that one of the men was him and then changing his story on Saturday saying neither of the men are him. His predecessor and friend Terry McAuliffe says,
Ralph is a good, moral, decent man and may have made some mistakes in his past. Ralph will do the right thing for the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Lawyers for the special counsel in the Russia probe are going to be in federal court today with lawyers for President Trump's former campaign manager to debate whether Paul Manafort lied to investigators after promising to cooperate. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Table here. So our cheese, our Parmesan, actually when you think of it, the real authentic Reggiano, it's not as salty. Sometimes the grated cheeses have some salt added to them, and I think that's, you know, it's kind of like salted butter. It's kind of what we crave on food is salt, so we tend to use it more as a seasoning than actually as a cheese. And the Reggiano is also a lower fat. I think it's made, the real stuff's made from a skim milk. It's not as high fat as maybe a triple cream brie or one of those fancy cheeses like that. So using the real stuff, again, you don't need as much. You've got subtle flavors in there that are not just salt. You might be pleasantly surprised. Like I said, the original dish was just butter and cheese, whole butter and cheese tossed together. We added a little cream, again, just for some, you know, travel time, a little bit more forgiving, but it should not be. If you're doing a cream sauce with Parmesan, that's a different story. Alla panna in Italian, reduced heavy cream, a little bit of whole butter, and then it's not as thick. It's the cheese is there more of a seasoning. Sometimes there's a little nutmeg grated in there, depending on what you're using it with. Not too much, but just like we do in a bechamel, the little hit of spice in there is nice with the cheese. But the Reggiano, also, you know, a great table cheese, will be very good with even a red wine. And when you see the little specks in there that look like little kosher salt pieces, that's actually a good thing. That means the cheese has good age to it. The cheese will still melt. It doesn't mean it's going bad or anything like that, but it's really what you want to look for. Now, a good substitute, besides the Asiago, of course, there are domestic Parmesans. Oricchio, the Italian company, they have facilities in Wisconsin. And, you know, you can find good, acceptable wedges of Parmesan, Asiago, even if you like an aged provolone would be, you know, and those are, you know, really tart and tangy, but depending on the sharpness you like. Sonoma Dry Jack is something, I don't know if people are aware of it, but the same Monterey Jack that we melt over all our enchiladas and things like that, if it's, they rub it with cocoa, helps preserve it. The rind on the outside is very dark. And you age this for 7 to 10 months, up to a year, and some are aged even longer. But this Monterey Jack, when it's aged, turns into something similar to Parmesan. It's actually a premier American cheese, a United States cheese. I don't want to say American cheese and confuse you. American processed cheese is different. But as a strictly American product, it will rival the Reggiano as far as appearance and flavor. You will see the little crystals in there that happen with the Reggiano, and it's you know, sourced mainly from California, but we used it in the beginning. We wanted to be, you know, kind of purely an American style restaurant, so, and it was a hard, you know, 28 years ago it was very hard to get it. Now it's out there a little bit more. It won't be any less expensive than a Reggiano, but if you want to have a treat, if you can find some, the Sonoma Dry Jack will help you with your substitute for Parmesan. So we have all our ingredients. We have our fresh pasta. We have our good cheese. We have our butter. And we're going to reserve the right to add a little cream just to help things along here. Because when you're tossing this together, there's a couple of ways to do it. I mentioned before the warm bowl. You have all your ingredients at room temperature, either your compound butter or your soft butter and your cheese, salt and pepper. And when the pasta is cooked, you're going to drain it and make sure the water's out of it and place it in the hot bowl with the, you could do one of two things. You could put the pasta in the bowl and spoon the ingredients over top, or if you had this compound butter, you kind of spread it in the bowl and put the pasta right on top of it and just start tossing with a couple of, you could use tongs, you could use a couple of forks, a couple of big forks if you like. Be gentle, but you want to just coat the noodles and serve it right away. Alternately, if you needed to, if you wanted to just melt the butter in a big saucepan or a skillet, something, you know, some surface area, not boil it, not burn it, you don't want brown butter, just to melt it a little bit and put the pasta into that after it's drained and then blend in the cheese. But you really don't want to cook it after that. Otherwise, the cheese might curdle, it might separate. You want to keep that temperature below boiling. You want it just to be the warmth of the noodles as they came out of the water, and that's what's going to melt the cheese. When you start cooking it, I mean, there are techniques, there are ways to do that, I guess, if you want to boil some cream and then add some cheese to it. But I know even in the restaurant, if we do that, you know, for a dish that has to carry, well, once the cheese goes in, we don't cook it anymore. You don't want to break the cheese. That's the term. It'd be broken, some of the butter fat. You'll get little curds in there, and then it'll tighten up into, it's like when you're making mozzarella. You put it in the hot water, the cheese curd goes in the hot water, and it starts to congeal, and then you can get your loaf, or you can get your ovolini, your little mozzarella cherries, the string cheese. You can pull it into strings. You know, that's part of that process. But you don't want that to happen with your Alfredo. So with this fettuccine Alfredo, now what are we going to do with it? Are we going to serve it as a main course? Obviously, as a vegetarian main course, you've got enough cheese in there, that and some kind of vegetable or salad alongside would be very good for a light meal. More often, again, this would be a first course. Just to have, you don't want to fill up on it because it's very rich. But this gives us some variations. One of the little darlings now, if you will, of food, the cacio e pepe, which is just literally cheese and pepper. And you'll see that in some restaurants now. Again, minimal ingredients. This is more using, traditionally it would be the pecorino romano. And, again, the imported, made from the sheep's milk, a whole different ball game than the stuff made with cow's milk. You're still going to get a sharp cheese. A lot of times the table cheese in pizzerias is more of a Romano type, not really a Parmesan. I know one restaurant I worked in, the owner actually, you know, his ancestors were Roman. He wanted the pecorino Romano on the table instead of Parmesan. So, but very, very hard. We used to buy the big wheels of that, and that, you know, breaking it apart with a hammer, very, very hard rind, very hard, good grating cheese. It will melt when you're using it. Traditionally, it would be used in a carbonara, which is another variation here. We're going to go into a couple of those. But once we know our Alfredo, some restaurants, you know, would put an egg yolk in the Alfredo, in the cream. And again, the heat from that would just kind of, it makes it, you know, very rich, obviously. I think if you're using egg pasta, you don't need an egg yolk in your Alfredo, but that's kind of gilding the lily there. The cacio e pepe uses cheese and a liberal amount of fresh ground black pepper. You want the aroma coming off of that. And some of the pasta water is what helps thicken or makes your sauce. You're not using cream. You're not using butter necessarily. You can use a little butter if you like, but it's basically, or olive oil even, if you don't want the extra butter in there. Just tossing the pasta with some of the starchy pasta water and letting the cheese melt in there with a good sprinkling of pepper. That's the cacio e pepe. And that would be probably better with a dry pasta. I would use a thinner pasta for that, and the dried, because you're going to be tossing it around vigorously with the tines of a cook's fork, kind of makes that emulsion there with the cheese and the pasta water. And again, you know, very good ingredients, good fresh brown ground pepper, good cheese, fresh grated, and properly cooked pasta. That you don't mind it being a little bit stronger, a little al dente, because you're going to be mixing it around well. Now, what else can we do with this? Well, it's like any master recipe. When we did the brown sauce there, and then you can build on it. So you've got, you know, something like Alfredo, but where do we go with this? I don't want to do Parmesan. I think I want to do Gorgonzola, which is another sharp cheese, good flavor. Not a good Parmesan substitute by any means, but we would do a Gorgonzola cream with our butternut squash or pumpkin, either one, raviolis. And that saltiness, the Gorgonzola, the little bit of sweetness that comes with the raviolis, usually the amaretti cookies are ground up in there. You've got that little bit of sweet almond in there. Very nice combination. And we actually did one time, when you think about, buffalo sauce and Gorgonzola or blue cheese, we use Gorgonzola at the restaurant. We actually did a pasta one time with the Gorgonzola cream and put the buffalo chicken, tossed in the sauce, put that on top of it. And again, that the combination, when you mix the two together, seems to be what everybody's doing now, is not dipping the celery in the Gorgonzola, but actually the buffalo sauce goes in the Gorgonzola. And the combination does work. So you can start playing around with your Alfredo, and instead of just not adding cheeses just to make them cheesier, like a five cheese Alfredo. I know we do that with mac and cheese sometimes, but you know, just take one cheese and showcase it. We've got a break for a couple of messages here, and we'll be back at the table and see what else we can do with fettuccine Alfredo and with tortellini day coming up too. Some thoughts on that.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Back at the table here. So, yes, this compound, this Parmesan butter, if you will, if you keep that on hand, it's good to good way to finish off other pasta sauces. We used to do the with the spinach linguine and egg linguine, grass and hay, pagliofino. The colors of the pasta symbolize the two products, grass and hay. And we would saute some mushrooms and prosciutto. Again, this one, if you want to put a little garlic in, you can. Don't really have to. But we would add then a little bit of white wine and some heavy cream. So it was kind of like a, you know, pasta alla panna with a couple of ingredients in there. And then at the end, when the pasta was in there, we would toss in, you know, a couple of spoonfuls of this Parmesan butter. So you've got your butter to enrich. Don't have really a lot of cream in there. It's really just to that blend of cheese and butter there to kind of finish the sauce. And that would be tossed at the end. And again, if you like some table cheese for garnish on the top, that's fine. But this this compound butter, this Parmesan butter, might be a good little thing to keep in your refrigerator. I wouldn't keep it forever. You could probably freeze it if you wanted to, but it's pretty simple to make, so just keep a pint of it on hand, so, you know, for finishing or whatever you want to do. It might not be a bad idea. Now, I think we mentioned carbonara before. This is not really, it's probably closer relative cacio e pepe. Carbonara, which we used to make late at night, it was kind of like breakfast pasta, well, late night breakfast, right? You want something with eggs in it, but you're still, it's still kind of like a late dinner. And for this, we would use the a thick spaghetti, or the bucatini would be even nicer. Again, this is one that's going to take the heat of the pasta to really melt the cheese, cook the sauce. This one has actually raw eggs in it too, which makes it even richer. So with this one, we have beaten eggs, and we make kind of a batter out of this. And this one traditionally would be Romano cheese, Pecorino Romano. I like to use the combination of Parmesan and Romano in this, and just blend it with the egg till it's like a kind of a thick batter that can be set aside. Normally with this, there's traditionally would be guanciale, the cured pork jowl. We would use pancetta, which is a cured but not smoked Italian bacon. A lot of people use bacon. Americans, we kind of like our smoke flavor, so by all means, you could do that. I guess in a pinch, if you wanted to crisp up some strips of ham, you could do that. In fact, in that pagliaccio, you could do the same thing, a little prosciutto. If you didn't have the prosciutto, you could probably use some ham. It's going to taste different, but it's still going to be, you know, cured pork. You just decide, do you want smoke flavor or not. So bacon or pancetta, either one. You have to either dice that and cook it till it's crispy. You know, you're going to render it slowly at first and then let it crisp up, drain it on paper towel. You actually want to save a little bit of the bacon fat. You have your egg batter off to the side, a good pepper grinder ready to go, and you have your crispy pork product. Cook your pasta till it's al dente. Now, this one, you would have a little bit of oil in the skillet still, and you want to toss the pasta with that little bit of the pork, the olive oil or pork fat that you've rendered there, and then mix in this room temperature egg batter. It's egg and cheese instead of butter and cheese, and the heat from the pasta will cook the egg just enough. It'll be, because the egg, actually the egg protein sets at about 120 degrees, I believe. So hot pasta out of the boiling water, of course, is plenty hot for that. And you're going to just toss together just like you would the Alfredo, sprinkle in the bacon, put a good dusting of black pepper, and you've got the carbonara, nice Roman dish, good substantial meal, if you will. You've got eggs and bacon in there. What's better than that, right? So what else? So with this Alfredo and the variations, carbonara, cacio e pepe, even without the meat, I think there's a version in Italy with just eggs and cheese for the pasta. Always good for a quick meal. And now you come with the tortellini, which normally you're probably not going to make yourself. There's cheese ones, there's meat ones. Look for ones that have some mortadella in them. That's the Italian, probably the forerunner of Bologna, but much different has more Tadello than our commercial bologna here in the United States. It's got a little flecks of pork fat in it, a little bit of pistachio sometimes. But if you find some good fresh tortellini, those are little, the round, actually modeled after the navel of Venus, the goddess of love. They're easy to cook, easy to handle, a lot of times used in soup, but certainly would take well to any of these Alfredo or a Parmesan cream or a white wine sauce, the Pagliofino. Any of those things would work well with tortellini also. Just like fettuccine and tortellini, I think with a good bolognese, a good meat sauce, not just hamburger and tomato sauce. I'm talking about one where you've got the mixture of meats, the pork, veal, and beef, a little bit of prosciutto, a mirepoix in there, your onion, carrot, and celery. It's mostly beef stock, a little bit of tomato paste, and Italians would traditionally use milk, good whole milk, but we've done it where we simmer this and really want to cook it a long time. Even though it's ground beef, you want to get that texture nice and soft, just like a good chili. And add a little bit of heavy cream at the end, but a good meat sauce would be good with the fresh fettuccine or with the tortellini. And, of course, the tortellini, the nice thing about that little shape there is if you want to make a casserole out of it, you can actually make it and put it in the sauce and then bake it just like a lasagna. Put a little bit of cheese on top and make a casserole. There's an Italian dish, a timbalo. It's a pastry case that is made in a springform pan, and that's filled with tortellini and a sauce, usually a game sauce. And then sealed up, so you've got the pasta sealed up in a pastry case. Many ways you can go with this. All right, we're at the end of the hour. We've got to wrap it up next week. I guess we'll talk about things to do for Valentine's Day, right? That's the next, whether we're cooking or... You know, just some ideas, maybe things to seek out to celebrate your special night. Chef Bill signing off. Talk to you next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says in a Super Bowl Sunday interview he wants to keep a U.S. military presence in Iraq to, quote, watch Iran. And it's apparently come as a big surprise to the Iraqi president who doesn't support Trump's plan. President Trump is saying in that interview yesterday,
we spent a fortune on building this incredible base. We might as well keep it. And one of the reasons I want to keep it is because I want to be looking a little bit at Iran, because Iran is a real problem.
Today, the Iraqi leader says the U.S. has not requested Iraq's permission to keep troops there and that it should, quote, stick to fighting terrorism and not pursue other agendas. White House advisors and speechwriters are putting the finishing touches on tomorrow night's State of the Union address. White House officials say the president aims to offer an aspirational and visionary path for America. And this is USA Radio News.
Let's face it, everyone loves to shop. From my experience of meeting a famous politician in the Hermes store in Paris,
to my unforgettable experience test driving my first 600 horsepower car, in which I said, I'll take it, before it even hit 60 miles an hour.
we are pretty sure everyone has at least one unforgettable shopping experience. Hello, we are Carrie and
Ken,
founders of Income Store. Have you ever considered shopping for your next income? And we don't mean your next job. Did you know that you can walk into Income Store's website through a door on the left or a door on the right?
If you're just starting out or you simply have more time than money, you're going to enter our website on the left. If you've got more money than time, then definitely the right door is for you.
If you're looking to increase revenue in your home or business and would like to create a brand new, greatest shopping memory, all you have to do is change where you shop. Check out one of the two doors at IncomeStore.com.
That's IncomeStore.com.
Virginia's Democratic Governor Ralph Northam's holding a full staff meeting at this hour to discuss his political future after a racist photo from his 1984 medical school yearbook surfaced. As recently as Saturday, Northam declared he would not be stepping down, despite growing calls from Democrats and Republicans for him to do so. Someone who says that it's a rush to judgment is Virginia Democratic Representative Jim Moran.
Even if the worst case